As we left our scripture this morning, Mary Magdalene was approaching the tomb that housed her Savior, her Lord, Jesus Christ, who died three days earlier on the cross. Mary was from a little town on the western side of Galilee, and her name, Mary, means wise woman or lady, and it was the most popular female name at the time. And she's often called Mary Magdalene to distinguish her from the other Marys. At some point in our scriptures, Jesus comes into contact with Mary. And at that point in time, she has been demonized with seven demons. Seven demons. We're not told what kind of malevolent beings by scripture, but she encounters this rabbi one day, Jesus. And her life is changed. She goes on to follow Jesus as a believer. And she follows Jesus all the way to Jerusalem, to Golgotha, to see him die. It's now 3 days later.
He has risen. Have you heard? Have you heard the good news? But I'm getting ahead of myself. I need to tell you more of the story. I was there that day when he was hung on the cross. We women stood at the foot of the cross as long as we could, and then we were pushed back by the crowds. I was there when my Savior, Jesus, asked John to watch over his mother. It broke my heart. But that was just the beginning. As I saw him hanging there on the cross, beaten, it was almost more than I could bear, but I couldn't take my eyes from him. My Lord, my teacher. And there he was. It was the darkest day of the year, of any year, forever. The most horrible day. And then, after it was finished, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took his body. I didn't know where they were going with it, so I followed them to see where they were going to lay the body of my precious Lord. I saw as the stone was rolled in front. And then I hurried off. I know they had wrapped him in linens and spices, but I wanted to give him a proper burial. And so, with Salome and Mary, the mother of James the Lesser and Joseph, we started to prepare what little spices we had for the burial. And then as soon as the Sabbath was over, we went to purchase more spices. And then came that morning that I'll never forget. I went to the tomb early in the morning with the other women, with Salome and Mary, to prepare his body for a proper burial. But the stone was rolled away. What a terrible thing. Who had stolen the body of our Savior? I rushed back, and on the way I encountered Peter and John, and I told them that the stone was rolled away. Something was wrong. and they rushed ahead of me and looked in. John just looked in at first, but Peter, always Peter, rushes ahead. And he rushed in, and he saw that the grave cloths were empty, and the napkin was folded. The napkin that covered his face was folded and set aside. They rushed off, and I just stood there crying. And then I looked inside the tomb, and I saw what they saw. Except I also saw two angels. And they said, "Who do you seek?" "Why are you looking for the dead among the living?" And I just stood there outside the tomb, tears streaming down my face. And then I saw a man standing there, and I thought it was the gardener. And I said, "If you've taken my Lord, please tell me where you've taken him, that I may get his body and prepare it." I didn't know who this person was until he said, "Mary." And then I knew that it was the Lord. And I said, "Rabboni, teacher." And I clung to him. I didn't want to let him go. But he said, "Mary, go and tell the others that I am risen. Don't cling to me. Go and tell." And so I rushed off. My tears were changed to joy. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God. Go to and tell the world he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for not just rising from the dead, but making yourself known. Lord, for staying with the disciples, for continuing to teach them. Lord, for giving us hope for a future so that we can face it unafraid. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for all that you have done, and ask that as we continue to worship you in this moment, Lord, that you would draw us closer to yourself. In Jesus Christ's holy and precious name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.